Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Tortoise Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager Brian Kessler with this week's Quick Take Podcast. Last week, energy claimed the title of best performing sector for the third consecutive week. The economy is slowly creeping back, oil supply and demand balance is improving, and during earnings, companies estimated business impacts from COVID-19 better than expectations. Specifically, broader energy leaped 8.3% last week, with midstream improving 4.7%, following broader market strength and better energy sentiment following crude oil's 24% surge to nearly $25 per barrel, though still an ultra-low level. Crude oil sentiment improved for multiple reasons. One, there are further indications that refined product demand is starting to recover globally given the easing of lockdown restrictions. 23 states have now lifted stay-at-home orders. Evidence? Gasoline prices rallied 24% last week. Two, the increase in U.S. storage levels slowed to 4.6 million barrels, suggesting storage could fill by the end of June or early July, much later than previous forecasts indicating a mid-May fill. Three, curtailments, where announcements from U.S. producers now amount to a peak of about 1.5 million barrels per day in the second quarter. Four, U.S. crude oil exports remain strong at 3.5 million barrels per day. Five, Saudi Arabia increased its June pricing. And six, consumers are favoring driving their car to using mass transportation, particularly in China, where morning traffic is now higher than 2019 averages and subway use is well below normal. The bottom line is that the market no longer fears crude oil will imminently hit storage tank tops. Where does that now leave us on the oil supply and demand? IHS forecasts second quarter oil demand down 22 million barrels per day, with 14 million barrels per day of crude oil to be cut or shut in. That's still a meaningful gap, yet the trend in both supply and demand is for continued improvement. We'll look to see how producer shut-ins continue, refinery utilization improves, and if exports remain strong. Last week was a big week of earnings. What did we learn? In upstream, the aforementioned shut-ins were a big theme, with companies viewing shut-ins as a way to utilize low-cost storage. Many companies announced a frack holiday, fully halting completion activity. That is leading to a buildup of uncompleted well inventory. Generally, management teams indicated that they needed to see pricing of $30 to $40 per barrel to recommence completion activity. Companies also continued to cut 2020 CapEx. EOG Resources is a good barometer for producer actions. EOG's planned CapEx is down 50% from initial 2020 expectations. EOG sees May as the peak month for production shut-ins, as some production is brought back online in June. The company also noted that most wells can be brought online in a number of days with no damage to reservoirs. Producers also noted improvements in efficiencies and some ability to lower service costs. In midstream, capital expenditures continue to fall, and we estimate CapEx is now 25% lower than original 2020 plans. 2020 earnings guidance offered a wide range, largely depending on the length of the production shut-ins. Full year guidance is now 8% lower on average, with some companies with significant natural gas businesses and or take-or-pay contracts like Enbridge Williams reaffirming guidance, the Williams at the low end, whereas others with cash flows more tied to wellhead volumes providing a wider range of outcomes. Targa Resources and Plains All American are good examples of the latter. Targa offered a range of EBITDA, $1.4 billion at the low end and $1.625 billion at the high, or 10% lower on average. On shut-ins, the company estimates 10% in the Permian and 20 to 40% in the Bakken during May. The low end of their guidance assumes 30% production shut-ins through year-end in the Permian. That feels really conservative. Management expects the actual duration to be a couple of months. Targa also announced it opportunistically repurchased $300 million of debt at a 21% discount during the quarter. Plains lowered guidance by 6%, assuming shut-ins persist beyond the second quarter with a muted recovery following. That conservatism gave investors confidence in the durability of cash flows. Notably, Plains also raised its supply and logistics expectations by $150 million, reflecting contango market opportunities. Rating agencies are not applying pressure following weaker financial outlooks. Recently, ratings were reaffirmed for ONEOK, Kinder Morgan, Magellan, and Cheniere. We think the agencies understand the general stability of cash flows to weather a weak second quarter, believe the CapEx cuts and some dividend reductions are real tools and have been helpful, and that leverage metrics heading into the crisis were relatively healthy. Finally, companies are also reducing costs, another lever to offset some revenue pressures. The big midstream takeaway, guidance is not near as poor as feared. In the broader market, investment grade issuance has been on fire. In the last 8 weeks, markets digested an average of $74 billion per week. Last week brought $92 billion in deals, making it the third largest week of U.S. dollar volume on record. Midstream has opportunistically taken advantage of the strength with ONEOK, Cheniere, Magellan, and Williams at their Transco pipeline level, issuing a combined $5.2 billion last week. This week, we hit the last stretch of the earnings season, with Saudi Aramco notably reporting on Tuesday. During this week in history, in 1796, Dr. Edward Jenner, a physician in rural England, developed a smallpox vaccine. At the time, vaccination was a new procedure, injecting a milder form of the disease into healthy people, leading to immunity. Soon after, 12,000 English were vaccinated, and the number of smallpox deaths dropped by two-thirds. I have no doubt that this week will bring further progress for a coronavirus vaccine and that economic green shoots will continue. We'll tell you how strong those shoots emerge next week. Until then, thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.